Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 5:45 British Summer Time. Well, this has been a very interesting day in here. I suppose the big piece of news, really, that has moved equity markets, certainly in the US, was that one of the Fed, I think Governors Poole, came out and said that rate increases could be on hold for some time in the US. Once that news hit the market, the Nasdaq rose quite sharply, up 12 points. So it's over 1600 right now, and that's really looking very good. The S&P is up just modestly. It's up 1.9 points at the moment. That's at 1314, and the Dow Jones is steady in here as well. European markets had done very well yesterday. However, once the futures sort of opened out this morning and European were relatively steady, down a little bit in here, and European markets fell back today just a little bit. Nothing to panic about in any respect. But once the US markets started to rally here, we saw the ones that were still open at the time starting to come back up a bit. So the FTSE closed down just 4.9 points, which is quite a bit above where the lows were today. And that's still below 6,000. It's at 5,981 right now. So that's just within reach of 6,000. And I don't see really any reason that it's going to fail at that level. And we would really see a downward dynamic to indicate anything more than temporary resistance at this level. We also saw a fairly similar story with the SMI, the OMX, and the AEX, that's Switzerland, Sweden, and the Netherlands, all rallying off their lows. The CAC and the DAX were relatively weak in here today, but again, this is nothing to write home about. They would need some rather significant downward days to take the wind out of the sails, the way things have been going recently. Now, the next piece of relatively big news here was that the base metals rallied significantly in here today. You had copper up nearly $16 in the US traded contract. It's at 362 right now, so that's breaking up from this consolidation. Now it's sort of a triangular pattern when you look at the weekly chart, and it would need to rally a bit further than this to say that the bulls have got the upper hand here, but certainly looking quite positive. Zinc is also looking really quite good, and lead is continuing to rally from the lows, which I think were around 800, so it's really been quite strong recently. Nickel continues to consolidate. It's at 27,900 right now. That was up 300. It's traded around quite a lot in here today. The high was at 28,750, so that's it was well off the highs in here. Silver had been really quite strong early on. It was up as high as 1337, but it started to sell off halfway through the day here, and I think that's with some with news that the dollar is starting to strengthen up in here. Silver currently sitting at 1319. Gold is shrugging off completely the dollar strength, and it's up 1229 right now on the spot price. That's 638. 0.74. So that's quite a good rally in gold. I've still got my stale bull position there in the October contract, and I would need to see that come back above 655 on the futures price to get back into the money there. While I have been buying silver, I've not been buying gold, even though I was quite tempted to buy it on the way down to average down my position. It's a relatively small position in comparison to my silver position now. Incidentally, I bought some more silver earlier on today, because if the silver pattern remains consistent, it should go up towards $14, at which point I think I'd let some out. But gold hasn't been nearly as consistent as silver, and it's nowhere near as good a technical pattern. So I've held off from buying any other gold positions, whereas I've been relatively active in silver. Just looking at some of the other commodities here, you had coffee is up 27. Again, that was also off the highs, but that's not particularly unusual for this uptrend. And when you see that September contract, we can't trade the September in spread bets here, but anyone who's actually playing the futures would be wise to hold on to that September contract, because it's going parabolic right now. I think the backwardation between September and November is nearly 400 points, which is really rather a lot. And when you look at the 10-year chart of the backwardation, and you find that in the chart library, I think the highest it's been in 10 years is at 300. It doesn't show up on that because when you look at the first month and the second month, it's already rolled forward into November and January. So it's not showing up on the chart library, but I posted the September contract there, and you'll see that it really is going quite parabolic, and that of course is because there is a dearth of supply in the very short term. Now, when we look at substitution, the Arabica contract is looking relatively cheap compared to Robusta over the last year. The relative, exp well, how expensive relative to Arabica Robusta has nearly doubled in the last year. So that could mean that we could get sort of a catch-up play here coming from Arabica, and it's certainly looking relatively bullish from the charts, although it doesn't have that really mouth-watering aspect that coffee had or Robusta had about a month ago. Now, looking at the currency section, the euro is currently sitting at 128.14, and that's down about half a cent today. Whereas the pound is at 189.33, that's down over one full cent today, a cent and one third. And there has been a bit of resistance around that 190 area. I'm not entirely sure why the dollar has rallied in here today, other than that it is range trading and was relatively close to the bottom of the range. I don't anticipate the dollar really moving into any kind of sustainable trend. But I mean, I think it's far more likely that it's going to range around, which means we're going to get a little bit more volatility in the currencies. I suppose of the ones that are really to keep an eye on are platinum, which was up $25 today, and that is starting to look much more positive. And you'll see the chart in the interesting chart section as well. Oil continues to be weak in here. It's down 59 cents right now. That's at 68.60. And when you look at the continuation chart, and you'll see that in the chart library, you see that it's coming back towards an area of potential support. I say potential because there's no sign yet that it's actually going to find support in this area. It really would need to see an upward dynamic to check this decline beyond a brief pause in this area. And every time it's come to this area before, we've seen that. I'm not sure what the fundamental excuse would be for that, and we'll really have to wait for that dynamic to show itself. But when you look at the gasoline price and then you look at the oil price, gasoline is very high beta to oil. It's been falling really rather precipitously once it broke down from that the range. And I suppose the next area of potential support is at 150, which is about $19 below where we are now. And I'm not sure that we're going to see very much of a rally until we see a turn in the oil price. Now, natural gas is up 7 cents in here. It's at 5.95. It seems to have found a bit of support around $6, which is hardly surprising. And it would need really a downward break from this area to extend the downtrend. I don't really see that happening. And I think the chances of natural gas getting back to 4, which I suppose is a 50% decline from here, sorry, a 33% decline from here, is really quite unlikely. When you look at that long-term chart, there would appear to be an area of demand coming in around $4 historically, but I don't think that that's going to get down there, not at all, actually. I think that's really quite unlikely. And I anticipate that we're probably going to see it range around in this area for a while longer. However, we would need to see go above $8 to say that that's broken up out of this base. Just a quick word about the Asian stock markets. They had very good days yesterday, particularly markets like Singapore, but relatively quiet in here today. Malaysia found a little bit of resistance up around those levels. The Nikkei was up moderately. It was up 27 points. Hang Seng was down a little, down 75, and Australia was up 21 points, which is 0.41%. Australia starting to look a bit better in here, starting to break up out of this sort of lateral range that it's been in. It really looks like, particularly in the equity markets, that there are two types of patterns out there at the moment. There are the ones where you had the big fall in May, then sort of rallied up a little bit, has been consolidating since, and then there's the ones which went right back up to the highs. So the ones that went right back up to the highs, we have Switzerland, Spain, Ireland, and South Africa, to name a few. And of those that sort of ranged around and are now starting to break up, we see Norway, there's Austria, and obviously the Nasdaq. And these ones have been lagging, obviously, those leaders, but they are starting to show a bit more technical strength in here right now. The Nasdaq up to 6,000 on the Nasdaq 100 is, I think, probably breaking through a sort of a small psychological level, and I think we can give it the benefit of the doubt for the moment, barring a downward dynamic. But that's pretty much it for me. If there's anything else we can help you out with, please don't hesitate to contact me, and thank you for your time.